This is HPR episode 2050 entitled Developing Black and White Film. It is hosted by first-time host Handsome Pirate and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, black and white film is actually pretty easy to develop. Follow along as I do so.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Ken reminding you to go over to podcastawards.com and vote for Hacker Public Radio every day this week, right up until Sunday. Every vote counts. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is John Delaney, and today I am developing some black and white film. The film in question is some Kodak 400 Tri-X black and white, and I will be using Ilford chemicals such as the Ilford Ilfosol 3 developer, Ilfostop, and Ilford's Fixer. The first step is to go ahead and get your chemicals mixed up with some water. Now, these chemicals come concentrated, so basically you're diluting. The Ilfosol 3, which is your developer, needs to be diluted at a ratio of 1 to 9. The stop bath needs to be diluted at 1 to 19, the stop bath to water, and the fixer needs to be at 1 to 4. It just so happens that I have an old pill bottle that, when I filled up 10 times with water, matches the capacity of my developing tank. I've gone ahead and marked on it lines to fill to when I'm filling the concentrate, and then I just use the canister to actually measure out the quantity needed. I went ahead and ran the water for a bit and got it fairly close to room temperature, just above room temperature. I have 5 containers that I use. The first and the last one I just fill with water. That's for the initial water bath and then the final rinse. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and get those filled up. I'll let them sit out for about 10 to 20 minutes to let any of the bubbles separate out from the water, because we don't want to have any air in our mixture. Once I've got the chemicals and water measured out in setting, I then load my developing tank. And this is a process that needs to be done in total darkness. The tools you'll need here are basically a bottle opener and a pair of scissors. And what you do is you use the bottle opener to pop the bottom off the film canister, and then you can poke the actual roll of film out. From there, at least with my developing tank, it's a matter of you snip the funky shaped end off so you have a nice square end. And my developing tank is a spiral tank. So what I'll do is I'll load the film and pull it around manually about 3/4 of the way around. I then complete loading the film by ratcheting the loader back and forth. This will advance the film about 1 frame at a time. Once I get that loaded, when you get to the bottom of the roll of film, you snip the film off the spool and then do the last few ratchets to get it completely loaded. And then put everything in the tank and close it up and put the lid on. At this point, the tank is slight tight. It's okay to turn on the lights, although I prefer to keep the room dark just in case.
So the first step of the developing process is to go ahead and put our initial rinse into the developing tank. Now, This has a dual purpose. First of all, it goes ahead and it wets the film so that you won't wind up with as many splotches and air bubbles. It also goes ahead and warms the film to be the same temperature as the water, which, while it's close to room temperature, it's just slightly off. So we want to be sure that everything is exactly the same temperature. So, we put in our first water bath. And we tap the developing tank on the workbench so as to disturb any air bubbles and make them rise to the surface. I'll also go ahead and insert my little rotator here and swish it back and forth, once again with the same goal of removing any air bubbles that might be on the film. So, I'll go ahead and dump this out. And I'll get ready to put it in my developer. Now, the developer will need to be in here for a total of about 6 minutes. And that's 6 minutes of agitation and, you know, moving the film around, searching the film around in the developing tank, and even inverting the tank entirely and just moving everything around, keeping everything in fairly constant motion. So the developer is in now. So I've switched it around some. Now I'm putting the lid on the tank, and I'm going to completely invert it. And I will continue this process for 6 minutes total. And approximately once a minute, I'll put the lid back on and invert it. But meanwhile, I keep agitating it. once again time to invert. And our final inversion. And notice every time that I set it down particularly hard. This is to tap any potential air bubbles off the film. In approximately 45 seconds, the process will be complete. At that point, we'll put in our stopper. We'll drain this, put in our stopper. That will need to be in for 10 seconds. And then we'll proceed to our fixer. Once again, we're now on our fixer. This will need to go for, 3 minutes. Thank you. finally, our rinse bath. At this point, it's safe to turn on the lights, and our film is done. Just need to pull all this spool, and then hang it up to dry. As soon as we get hung up, we'll squeeze off some of the water so it doesn't get splotchy, and let it dry.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.